Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Sandspence Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel. And today we are going to be looking at Luigi's Mansion 3.
Whoa.
And other games.
Second Luigi's Mansion, Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon.
Dark of the Moon, maybe?
Right, just checking.
What?
look, there's three Luigi's Mansions.
He goes to the moon?
I don't know. I haven't played the second one. I have played the third one, which is luckily what this review is about.
Thank goodness.
Someone had to.
Yeah, just like, hey, yeah, I remember Luigi's Mansion 1. Anyway, the third one came out. Couldn't tell you about it.
Here's my impressions of the third one, having only vaguely remembering the first. So, you're Luigi.
Here's what I assume built upon.
I'm pretty sure. Have you ever seen the movie Clue? I reckon it's like that, but
who
with ghosts.
Mario.
Yeah.
Someone murdered Super Mario.
I reckon it was Toad. Thoughts?
Incorrect. It was King Boo.
Oh man.
It's always King Boo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy Death Stranding release day to everyone who's listening to this the day this episode drops.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I hope you're listening to this while you're wandering around hiking in Death Stranding or pissing on a mushroom. Or whatever.
I want to hold a baby.
Yeah, you can do that too. Yes. For 85 hours, allegedly.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. Anyway.
Luigi's Mansion 3
came out on Halloween. We're celebrating. This is also a Halloween episode. One week later, happy Halloween. Woo!
Man, spooky. I'm scared.
Spooky. Hey, what is scarier? Everyone expects Halloween on Halloween. Getting Halloween scarier? 1 week
late
later.
Halloween.
That's
exactly.
Scary. Yeah, exactly. You see a ghost and it's October 31st. You're like, whatever, it's Halloween.
Yeah.
But like a ghost midway November through November. 8th. Oh, no. No, thank you.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Can't handle this.
But if it's too late, because Halloween on Christmas, Blink-182 and Nightmare Before Christmas have prepared us for
that. That's true.
Yes. No one's expecting
and
on November.
And also like Scrooge, I'm pretty sure, prepared us for that as well.
That's true.
Scrooge?
You know.
Well, it was spooky Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, right, prepared us for ghosts.
Yeah.
I thought you meant prepared us for Halloween in general.
No, just ghosts, you know. Yeah.
Anyway, happy Halloween! A late Halloween, Thumb Cramps special. Yeah.
Is that a Halloween Christmas mashup?
What,
Scrooge?
Yeah.
No,
it's just Halloween with ghosts.
Christmas with ghosts.
If it was jack-o'-lanterns, then you'd have an argument.
If it was on Halloween and they were telling him about Christmas, yes.
That actually makes more sense. Hey, don't be a prick this coming Christmas.
Oh, that's true. They don't give him much of a chance on Christmas Eve. He gives Tiny Tim a turkey or whatever.
Tiny Tim's turkey. That sounds like a video game.
It does. Tell me about Luigi's Mansion 3. Come on.
All right. You're Luigi.
Good.
You got a mansion. Just kidding. You don't have a mansion. This time you go to a hotel. Called The Last Resort.
Oh, that's good. Nintendo, you did it again.
It's like a massive hotel. You're greeted by a concierge that has very dead, big eyes and a grin.
How are they dead?
They don't blink.
Oh,
it's because it's a mask.
Corpse.
He's wearing it just looks very friendly, but too friendly, and it's a mask. Anyway, it's Mario, Luigi, Peach, couple of toads.
Yeah.
They're all on holiday at the last resort. They meet the owner of the hotel. I think her name's Madame Gravely or Lady Gravely, either one, something Gravely. And she's like, hey, you're our special guest. Thank you so much for coming. Enjoy your stay. I'm sure it'll be one night to remember.
Classic.
You wander around the hotel a little bit during the daytime.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all got me straight into Luigi's Mansion vibes because Luigi walks slow and dumb.
Oh, that's
but
good.
Like, it's still like fun. But yeah, yeah. Instantly you're like, oh, this is not a Super Mario game.
Yeah.
Like, you're not just sprinting around a room. Feels totally different.
It's a spooky game, but you have the same energy as Mario running.
Yeah, well, Luigi.
I'm going to kill you. Wah!
Wahoo! I don't think anyone threatens to kill Luigi. Don't.
Luigi, I will end you.
Luigi this time also has a dog, a ghost dog, who is one of the antagonists of Luigi's Mansion 2, a game I haven't played.
Who killed the dog?
I don't know. That's an answer that we never really get the answer to. Who killed King Boo? Was King Boo a guy?
Yeah.
How King did ghosts
Boo,
work?
He was a king. Is it Bowser's dad? That's my theory.
Is the person that was meant to like secede King Boo get annoyed because like I'm king now? Oh, dad!
What about this for a hot
Stay
take?
In hell,
Boos aren't ghosts. They just look like ghosts. They're a species of which Boo is the king.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to quickly debunk that theory.
Wow.
They're referred to as ghosts constantly in Luigi's
Mansion.
That's
because they look like ghosts.
Just because they refer to them as ghosts doesn't mean that they're ghosts.
They didn't actually die. They just look. It's like if we encountered
Your better theory is that ghosts are just naturally forming and aren't people that have died. But your theory
is. You're getting hung up on a word. Arise by any other name, Dusha.
Imagine we find an alien planet and everyone is a spectral skeleton.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, this is how we evolve.
Yeah, and you're like, no, they're dead. You're like, you're the idiot.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, Dusha's, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, what are you saying?
I'm confused now. What are you saying?
I'm saying that
you're saying they're not ghosts. I'm saying they are ghosts. It just means that these are ghosts that didn't necessarily die because they're called ghosts constantly.
So you're saying they're ghosts that came from nothing. Then they're not ghosts.
The argument we're having here is... the definition of ghosts. You're sticking to it, and I'm being
listeners,
like...
Listeners, I want you to just go back maybe 30 seconds and just pinpoint the time that JD moved the goalposts.
No, this time I didn't.
All right.
No, because I just identified where the breakdown of communication
I
want to
say
there.
Maybe three times.
I haven't moved it ever. Ever.
Anyway, is it a good game?
Yes, it's very fun.
Should I play it or whatever?
Yeah, you should play it.
Okay.
It is like, when it comes down to it, kind of a puzzle game, but the way that they make you solve the puzzles doesn't feel like you're doing a puzzle, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I've never actually really been clear on what the kind of like minute-to-minute gameplay of a Luigi's Mansion game is.
It kind of has the vibe of like a Metroidvania, but it's not quite as Metroidvania as Metroidvania.
Okay, sure.
So like as you go through the game, you get more upgrades to your vacuum cleaner,
yeah.
which allows you to do different things in different rooms, which unlocks different stuff. So you're backtracking a little bit. But basically, the main gameplay is... So the story kicks off, Mario, Peach... Toads have been turned into paintings as revenge because the villain of this game is King Boo, who was the villain of the first game.
Uh-huh.
And the reason that he's back and he's angry and wants revenge is because the owner of this hotel kidnapped the guy who, Egad, who had all the ghosts and was like, no, I'm going to free them. And now King Boo is like, it's time to get Luigi.
That's good.
So basically the gameplay is like, you've got your vacuum, wander around, you've got to capture all the ghosts in the hotel. But the main goal is to free your friends from these paintings.
Yeah.
Which you do by... So the way the game stops you from doing that instantly is the elevator, all the buttons have been taken off by ghosts. So you've got to hunt down ghosts.
That's cool.
Suck them up. Then you get rewarded the button, which you then put back into the lift so you can then go to that floor.
So does a kind of level work sort of like... go through room, do puzzle to get to next room, suck up ghost, come home.
Capturing the ghost is also it's like part combat, part puzzle solving. So I just caught a ghost. I'm still early on. I'm gonna make that clear. I've put about 2.5 hours into this game.
Sure.
So I'm still very much in the early stages, but I just caught a ghost. Like the last boss ghost I caught was a maid who had eaten a briefcase that I needed to get. And the way I had to catch her was shoot a plunger onto the briefcase, suck the plunger up, and then smack her on the ground a bunch.
Oh, okay.
Because the way you capture ghosts in this game isn't you don't just suck them straight into your vacuum. you suck them up, and then it gives you an opportunity to smack them on the ground to
give them the business.
Yeah,
give them a bit of curry
to drop their health, which is also funny because you can use tactics like suck up. You can suck up two girls at the same time, but that makes it harder for you to get to the point where you can smack them on the ground.
Yeah, okay.
You can also use one ghost to hit another ghost that way.
Great.
That's good.
Is it kind of like a brawler when you're sucking up the ghosts?
Kind of.
Such a unique sounding game.
It actually kind of feels like a fishing simulator when you're sucking up rolls. The ghosts. Because it feels like a fishing minigame because it's like you've got to, a lot of the time, you can stun them with your torch, which makes them freeze, so then you can suck them up. Then you've got to pull away from the ghost and hold down the suck button.
Yeah.
The suck button.
Love that there's a suck button,
there's a suck
baby.
Button.
You
there's
need
a suck button.
Button city, baby.
There's a suck button and there's a blow button.
Yeah, great.
So you hold down the suck button and pull away from them, but they try and wiggle.
Yeah.
So you have to like be constantly using the controller stick and then that circle appears and you can smack them on the ground for a bit, then they escape and then you do the same thing.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So yeah, the combat, it is unique. Also, another thing is EGAD, the professor in this game, but it also happens in the first game.
Yeah.
Again, can't comment on the second game. Haven't played the
Who
second
knows?
Game.
Loves Maybe gravity money. Is a thing.
Yeah.
It's hard to
Moon.
Tell.
The EGAD loves money, and also cool. This game just has heaps of money everywhere that you're constantly just sucking up with your vacuum.
Okay.
Like, before I even encountered EGAD where he was like, make sure you're collecting all the money, I had like 2.5K. Because it's not like money in Super Mario
it's
Brothers.
It's not like coins.
It's just it's well, cash. There, like, is it notes?
There is coins.
Dollar bills.
Also dollar bills.
That's good.
Gold bars. You can suck up rats. That gives you money too.
Talk about this rat sucking thing we want to hear so much about.
So spiders and rats are the first thing you run into, and occasionally also like so before you run into ghosts, is rats and spiders.
I don't care about this spider nonsense. Rats though.
Yeah, rats. So when you like, because you suck things to like check if there's stuff in them, or you can open things. Occasionally there's jump scares.
I love sucking up a rat to check what's inside it.
Yeah,
you suck up a rat, sometimes money comes out. It's good.
That's great. A rat eats $100.
Yeah.
You gotta suck that hondo out the rat.
Yeah, that's it.
So you put the nozzle in the mouth and like...
No,
that's bad to match.
No, you suck it in tail first.
Yeah. That's good.
There's lots and lots and lots of just like cool, like fun things. Like you can walk into a room and there'll be like a sheet covering a thing and you're like, okay, I can suck that sheet up. And you can.
Oh, that's cool.
You can wreck almost every single room just by sucking everything up.
I saw a good thing where it was like on Twitter, somebody retweeted like a little clip where it's like, there's like a door and like, I think the thing was like, most other games would be like, this door is locked, Luigi's Mansion 3. And the door you can't get through, but if you go up to it, Luigi pushes it open and tries to wiggle his head out. And like the camera pans to the hallway where there's like a briefcase in front of it. Like it just, it went into a lot of detail, which seemed really nice.
It's very, very, very silly. Like it nails the aesthetic, but it's also a silly game. So just like stuff like when you're checking things occasionally, like a rat will pop out or there'll be like a, kind of like snakes in a can kind of situation will pop out and he'll just be like, whoa!
That is good.
The voice acting, it even though in, I think Super Mario Galaxy, does that have full voice acting? I can't remember.
I don't,
not Galaxy, Odyssey.
No. I don't know, but the idea of Mario talking is making me uncomfortable.
Mario
Hello,
doesn't...
It's me, Mario.
No.
No, I thought that Peach and stuff spoke in full...
Possibly, I don't remember.
They don't in this.
Yeah. It's just like Mario's lips move.
Mario does talk.
Yeah, I know, but...
Mario's lips are unpleasant to picture. He's not wrong there.
Are they?
Imagine them going...
He's got a mustache, remember.
Oh, that's true, actually. I think I'm imagining him sans mustache.
That's the wrong thing.
Yeah.
The first thing you, so when they get kidnapped, you get to explore their rooms, and Mario's room has heaps of pizza in it.
Oh, that's good.
Mario in canon loves
pizza. He must have ordered that to the hotel.
Yeah. And
as
also,
well.
The first thing that,
on the way to
when you interact with him in the lobby before everything kicks off, he's eating cake.
That rules. I like that these games can poke a little fun at Mario.
Yeah.
That's good.
He's eating cake before his pizza.
Yeah.
Mario's a hungry boy.
Yeah. And Like the Toads are carrying like all of the briefcases and Mario's right. just eating heaps of stuff.
Oh, that rules.
Luigi's holding his suitcase.
That's good. This almost feels like it's written by Luigi.
Yeah.
He's like, into my piece of a garbage brother.
Keep stuffing his face.
His stuff is a face with a cake.
And dinner with a piece.
He's making the Toads carry his luggage, not the Luigi.
Luigi here, boy.
He's a good man.
There is like a bunch of different stuff you can do in the game rather than just like, so there's obviously the suck and the blow. Mm. There's kind of like a, it's almost like a special move that just like shakes everything in the room where if you press suck and blow at the same time, the vacuum kind of just makes like a, kind of like an earthquakey thing, but it's not an earthquake.
Yeah.
There's also a plunger, which you unlock, which shoots out of your vacuum, but has a rope attached to the end. So that's used to move heavy objects. So you shoot a plunger onto it, then suck up the rope of the plunger.
Fabulous
and then just smash the thing on the ground behind you.
Yeah.
And the thing that I just unlocked was an upgrade to my vacuum that allows me to play as Gooigi. Gooigi is a goo version of you that can squeeze through fences and grates in the ground, but cannot get wet.
Oh, that's good.
He has less health than Luigi, but if he dies, it doesn't matter.
I can kind of picture already.
Who cares?
Good.
I can picture the puzzles that are going to be involved with Gooigi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I've already done.
They sound frustrating to me a little bit.
I
can imagine being annoyed by them.
One of them was, the one that, like, the in-game introduction to a new mechanic?
Yeah.
The one with him was easy as. It was just like, you shoot out Gooigi, you squeeze through a mesh fence.
Yeah.
Which looks good.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine playing as Gooigi.
Then you just have to walk around a puddle.
Satisfying.
And then rather than walking up to a thing, you just have to make sure you stand a little bit further back because there's water surrounding it and then vacuum the thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Yeah, it's a lot of just squeezing through fence. I think the issue will be the water thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I can just imagine big puzzles where it's like
waterfall.
If you get
And you like do a whole bunch of things and then you're like, oh no, I've put myself in a corner.
Yeah.
And then you get wet and you got to start again.
Yeah.
I think it'll be similar. Be fun, but I'm like, I just know that's a kind of puzzle that annoys me.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Yeah. And you can switch between them and you move both at the same time. Yeah, yeah.
You know the kind of puzzle.
Yeah, yeah, I know the type of puzzles. But hey, look, it's very, 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 very fun so far.
Is any of it bad?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh!
Yeah.
No.
Actually, just one last thing that I found really good is that the game doesn't hold your hand at first. It just puts you in the world of the thing and it's just like, wander around, talk to people. What are you meant to be doing? It doesn't matter.
That's
once you meet E-Gad, he kind of explains more stuff to you.
Yeah.
But before that, you get nothing.
You're loose.
Yeah. That's you're loose good. In a hotel. You got no map. You don't know where you're going. You're ready to cause mischief. Yeah.
You're
wrecking rooms by literally sucking everything in.
Hell yeah.
Things that I don't like, I can already tell it's going to have the same problem that the first Luigi's Mansion has, which is combat gets pretty samey.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But they've already mixed it up a little bit in this by like stuff like the briefcase made, but there's only so much stuff you're going to be able to do.
Absolutely, before you're like, ah, yeah, this.
More of the same.
Yeah, that's a shame.
But hey, that's good. That hasn't happened yet, so maybe you'll be wrong.
Yeah, maybe it's hard to give a game, like have a game lose points on things you imagine could be bad.
Also,
I reckon I won't like the third act. I'm just guessing. No stars.
So far, again, it's just like there's no run button. So things like when there's a long hallway that I've been done 3 or 4 times and I'm like, I know that I don't need to look at things anymore.
Yeah.
Please let me run. But apart from that, it's good.
Yeah. Hell yeah. How many thumbs?
4 thumbs and a knuck, baby.
Whoa, that's a high score.
Yeah, well, it's fun. It looks good. It's charming. It's got that Nintendo charm.
Nintendo
charm.
Oh, good.
Nintendo, but the Sega don't.
Now let's have a quick word from.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mouse buds.
What?
Anyway, what have you guys been playing?
Well, I've been playing a game called Overland on, on the Switch.
You sure you don't mean Outer Wilds or Outer Land? Every game sounds the same.
Yeah, I know, like, right? Yeah. Outward, Overlands, over there. No, Overland on the Switch. A little bit annoyed because I think it also came out on Apple Arcade.
Oh, did this color your review negative?
No, no, it didn't. I'm finding though there's a lot of things that are there's a few things that are on my watch list on the Switch or that are coming out that are on my watch list that are either already out on the Apple Arcade or are coming out. And I'm almost like, oh, so if there's like an interesting like little indie game or something like that that's coming out on the Switch, just maybe, and you have like Apple Arcade, maybe check there first.
Yeah that's fair enough. I just got a little bit of an opinion on this. I know this is a hot take.
Yeah.
Think I hate Apple Arcade. I just don't like playing games on my phone.
Yeah,
even though a Switch
that.
Being like touchscreen.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh no, I'm into this. There's so many games to play. And then... Yeah,
I'm not a fan of phone games either. So.
No, because I know that with Apple Arcade, and I know people are already being like, no, but this is different. Yeah. I know they're curated and they're not like phone games is in the same way that like...
Yeah. Just playing a game on your phone feels different.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a little bit too small.
Yeah. Like, a little bit cramped.
I don't know. I just don't like... I don't even think it's that for me. I just like, I don't like that there's no controller. I know you can play with a controller.
Yeah.
I don't like that like stuff like you can't listen to your, you can't use your phone for other things whilst you, stuff if you want to listen to music, too bad.
Yeah.
I don't exactly. know. I've played a couple of Apple Arcade games and they all just feel something's wrong. I don't know what it is.
It's doing something with your lizard brain.
Yeah.
No, I get you. To me, it just comes down to like, especially if you're looking at like value for money.
Yeah.
Value for money, absolutely.
Apple Arcade. Also, I haven't
used it as free demos.
Yeah.
But you still.
I know.
Cheap demos.
Cheap demos.
I have an iPad though, and I should probably look at grabbing some of the Apple Arcade games on that. See if that's different because I have played a few games on the iPad before and really loved them, like the Baldur's Gate enhanced editions on the iPad. The iOS I think are really, really, really good. They really work well on that. Because of like the touch pad, but I played Overland on the. I was like, what is it? Over something? Overcooked? No, right. Everything's like an over. Mm-hmm. Overland, and so it is a isometric sort of pared down turn based sort of almost. Not really it's kind of like Into the Breach.
Yeah, okay.
A game written for and designed for Joel Elzar.
Yeah.
Yes. So like it's just sort of isometric, it's on a grid, it's all very pared down, so the grids are quite small.
Yeah.
You are playing, it's in a post-apocalyptic world, you're getting from one end of the map to the other in a car and you're trying to flee some alien monsters.
Oh, actually, I think I've seen a trailer for this game.
Yeah, and I was like excited, I guess, when I was like, oh, this game looks like a lot of fun. And it had like a unique sort of art style that, like, you know, was more stylized. You know, I really like stylized art style as opposed to like that realistic thing. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm hoping this is going to kind of scratch that itch that I haven't been sort of scratching with Into the Breach.
Yeah.
Where it's like, really pared down. These are the essential things you need to do. And that's great.
Yeah.
I'm dumb. Sorry. And it's my own fault for this. So you're playing this on Switch for this reason,
Yes.
But it is also available.
It is available on Apple Arcade.
Okay, cool.
So if you have Apple Arcade and like, oh.
Maybe this bad... look,
This is one of those reviews that feels like it's like we're cresting the hill.
All of these things were made for me, but I can tell there's a huge but
on its way.
So it is randomly generated, so you can kind of like each playthrough is very different.
How do you feel about randomly generated stuff? Because that's one thing that I can't remember.
I kind of flip flop. No, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I don't know why I need to do that with my hands. I'm leaving it in.
I don't know. I think sometimes people either rely or game developers can rely on it a bit too much as opposed to story.
Yeah. I agree.
So it's kind of like, oh, look, there's like 1,000 hours of gameplay because everything is randomly generated. Or it's like,
you're like, well, yeah, but 1,000 hours of gameplay isn't real. It's 1,000 hours of gameplay if you're the kind of maniac who's like, I've done, I don't know, my sword with the water, air, and ice runes on it. What if I did it with the water, air, and fire runes?
Yeah, and I don't know. I find it's kind of like with the kind of the randomly generated stuff, you can either go like, oh, here's an area that's so easy. You just kind of like walk 3 steps and you're done. Or it's like, well, this is unbeatable. And that's the kind of problem because they can't kind of, you know, I guess, play test for every single iteration.
Yeah.
So I kind of, it's a bit of a crapshoot, really.
Yeah.
So everything's randomly generated. Like you start off with one survivor. And like, I love the concept. It's really, really cool. So it's like you're scavenging. So you're meant to be scavenging for fuel, for bandages, for like weapons and all the kind of monsters that are attracted to sound. So you can get a radio and turn it on and place it over somewhere and they go to swarm that.
That sounds kind of cool.
Bash a radio. Kind of
jazz.
And like,
zombies,
you know,
are dumb.
Oh, the monsters, not zombies.
Monsters are dumb.
Very dumb. And so you can also get dogs as well.
And then
kind of jump into you. And because like each, you can have different cars and they have like a passenger limit. And like I had a ute and I thought, oh yes, the dog would go in the back of the ute. No. So the dog had to die.
Yeah, that's fair.
And there's some cool moments in this. Like you do have to kind of just like get to the other end and you're like, okay, there's say 3 of my survivors. I've got 2 the other side. And one guy is trapped. Everyone's swarming. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And you flee. And I was just like, as you're doing it, there's like a little bit of a like a
cinematic,
not a cinematic, just like a speech bubble. Yeah. And the guy's like, "Well, I guess that's how it is, huh?" And then like in between the areas, there's like a little bit of downtime, which I'll circle back to. There's a little bit of downtime, and you can kind of there's interaction between the survivors, being like, "I don't like what we did over there," or "I feel bad about leaving him." And then in one of the places I was doing, after I'd left someone behind, a couple maps later, he just came back. He came screeching in a car, came out with a baseball bat. He's like, "Right, I'm getting you guys." And I'm like, "Oh no." He's like, "You left me to die." Yeah. And I'm like, "This is all right.
That's pretty cool."
And so then we have to fight to the death.
You haven't hit the bot yet. This is reminding me heaps of the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, well, I think it's a similar kind of idea of just a totally different gameplay, kind of. Yeah.
And so you're going through these areas and they either get, I don't know if it's like progressively harder and harder because they're all just very hard. And I think this is where my this is where my issue is.
The bot's arriving.
The issue here I have is that the difficult curve is too high.
Yeah, okay.
Like say with Into the Breach, it can be a difficult game.
Yeah.
But like you are more winning than not. Whereas this game, it's kind of like, all right, I'm going to try and fight the monsters. And so you kill the monsters. But then like as soon as you kill one, 8 more pop up.
Yeah.
And so you're like, what am I doing here? Okay, fine. And as you're sort of going and like you got to collect fuel and every single thing you have to really like be like, right, I have to do several things. And like every move takes an action. So you're going to be like, right, well, I have to do X, Y, and Z. And one of the things I'm finding extremely frustrating is those downtimes between maps.
Yeah.
You can't do anything.
Hell yeah.
So
yeah.
For example, like you have to fill up your your car.
Yeah.
And that's like basically the biggest thing that you need to be worrying about is fuel. And so
can't drive if your car run out
exactly.
of fuel.
That's true.
Oregon Trail's the same, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
You run out of fuel, you just keep surviving, but you won't because you're not going anywhere.
And so you can kind of get you collect the jerry cans and you can kind of put them in the back of your car or on a roof rack or whatever. Yeah. And these are things I really like. I like these mechanics where like, oh, okay, so certain cars can have lights. So when there's like a pitch black area and there are those pitch black areas and it's scary, if your car has lights, you can kind of at least illuminate.
Yeah, sure.
But there's like, so you can kind of put jerry cans and like items like medical stuff in the back of the car. And you'd think you'd be able to use them in the downtime.
Yeah.
you can't. And I don't know why. I was like, am I missing something? Is this as my
can
game
you use bug? Them? So I assume the idea is that you're meant to use them in, yeah, in like a game section of, yeah, the game.
Yeah. Oh, it's just,
what do you do in the in-between things?
Nothing.
It's just like it's character just, interaction.
Yeah. Not even. You just witness it. There's no kind of like, there is a button to kind of like inspect, but that's it. You can't really
weird.
Do anything.
Yeah, that's why. Weird.
Why include it? Good question.
Yeah,
like, it's, well, a nice thing for
just make it a cutscene, I guess.
Yeah,
it's a nice thing for like maybe a role playing thing because you get the interactions between the survivors, and that's nice to witness. But like, it'd be nice if I could bandage my leg.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm
yeah.
like, I have a med kit in the back of my car, and so like one thing, like in I guess a frustrating moment is kind of like, okay, cool. Because once you're injured, you got like 2 health.
Yeah,
and like certain some creatures can kill you in like 2, like 1 hit.
Yeah,
some not. But the moment you're like down 1 hit point, you move slower. You can't do as many action things. So it's like, I know my character or one of the kind of survivors is weak. So now I have to, in an area that's already quite limited in what I can do, because you can't get everything done. Like,
yeah.
You can't go and search for everything. You can't make sure you got to make decisions. And that's great. You have to be like really quick about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I now know that my first move is to get out of the car, go to the back of the car, grab a thing, and then bandage up, and that guy's turn is over.
Yeah.
Cool. I now know that I have to get up, go to the back of the car, take out the jerry can, start filling the car.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then it kind of like just eats away at exploring that particular area.
Yeah.
And I find that very, very frustrating.
Well, that feels intentional though.
It does feel intentional, and
because it's like a lot of video games where you can't heal or stuff in between levels.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. But when you have 2 hits,
like I get it. I I don't think it's,
I don't think that would
frustrate. It's like one of those things where I'm like, I don't think it's a mistake on the part
of
the
game designers.
I think it's just something that you personally don't like.
Yeah, which is totally fair. Like, I get it. I can imagine, yeah.
Jackson hates story. Story's not bad. Jackson just hates story.
Nothing wrong with it. But it reminds me of, I forget the name, but I reviewed it ages and ages.
The Long Dark.
That's the one. No.
When you're explorers, yeah?
Yeah, it was like a kind of like 1930s pulp game. Mm. And I don't know what your game looked like, but it seems similar. You got to pay attention to your fuel. You got to pay attention to your, you know, your everything. And
you
got to
call your wife.
You got to call your wife. You got to say, darling, how you doing? I'll be late for dinner. I got business to attend to. But yeah, it had that sort of like that weird turn economy where you would be like, oh, and just due to like such tiny decisions, I've screwed myself.
Yeah. And
again, that's not bad, but it's a frustrating thing.
And there's like little tiny things like, so if you do stuff up and like you just die in a level, you can restart that level, but you can't do that unless you die.
Yeah.
So if you make like a couple stuff ups at the start or one stuff up, you're like, I cooked it.
Yeah.
You then have to then deliberately kill everyone in the party just to restart that level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As opposed to just like, let me just hit a button and then let me just like start restart
level. This is an interesting game because I feel like that it has been made intentionally to bother people that play video games like you play video games.
Yeah, yeah.
So like the fact you can't heal and it means that you know that like, all right, cool, going straight into the next level, I have to do all of these things. That's annoying because I could just do them now or like, I could have done it again. But then also being like, trying to force game, like people to be like, oh, I made a mistake. It's stressful, but I'm going to have to try really hard to survive the level.
Yeah.
Where if you were not playing just like, say, a different game, you'd just be like, no, I got hit once. I'll just restart.
Well, but that
I like, do the same in like Tony Hawk and stuff. Like that.
But it's like you're trying to have your cake eat it too.
Yeah.
Because if like, if I couldn't restart the level when all my characters died, then I'd be like, fair enough, I got a soldier on. But because that mechanic is in it, it makes having the restart button or not having the restart button an odd choice.
No, see, and it's I don't know. I'm kind of with Dusha. No, like this is not, this is just like how you enjoy a game. But I see what he's saying. It's that kind of thing where it's like,
it's
obviously
more,
when everyone dies, is either, you don't want it to be a game over.
I'd rather it be a game over. See, I want that. I would be like, yeah, cool. I cooked it, dang.
No, see, I get that as
I think that's what is in Into the Breach. I can't restart the level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I die, I'm like, I cooked it.
I think it's just, I totally get, I think it's just a kind of style. I would like to play it now. Like, I'm intrigued now. Yeah.
No,
to see if it's the kind of thing that I would, because like, I quite liked that. It eventually got frustrating in whatever that game was that I reviewed. But I kind of liked it as well, that it would be like, oh no, I got to make my way out of whatever trouble I found my way into.
And that's what I like about it. It's just like, don't give me the option to restart then.
Yeah, but see, I don't mind that either because it's kind of like a happy middle ground.
Yeah.
Where I'm not, like, I cooked that run.
You don't want to
I'm going to try and survive that run, but I want to go back and give myself different attempts at it. And that's totally just an opinion thing,
and
I think.
I don't know. To me, when you have this like kind of like a random number generated kind of game, to me, I would rather that kind of like get back straight into it kind of thing.
Yes, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's kind of like, I wonder if that's part of the reason, because then you could just be like, oh no, I don't like this map, restart. I don't like this map, restart. I don't like this map, restart. Okay, cool. I got
No. When you restart, it's the same map.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't imagine the map would re. That sounds like an interesting game. I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Like, anything. It's like, it's intriguing.
And the difficulty and curve thing seems pretty similar to most survival games, because like The Long Dark or even.
Yeah.
And don't worry. Goddamn Minecraft. Once you start the game, you're like, I have nothing and I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. And then the game gets easier once you figure out what you're doing.
And I think, like, not being able to heal between levels is fine. It's just like, why give me that downtime?
Oh, yeah. The downtime sounds weird.
And, like, it's just that kind of thing where it's like the gameplay and the story to me just crash into each other. And it makes no sense to me as someone who's playing. And, like, look, I want to be immersed in this kind of like, oh, God, I got to make tough decisions. And so maybe even the ability to kind of chat between the survivors.
That's the thing. Like, I don't need to heal or refuel. Yeah. I mean, like, even for role playing, that would be nice because I'm just like, well, I have stopped, so I could.
That's like, all I could stop thinking. Look, I think about it, it's like, I have stopped, so why are you not?
Like I get it for game reasons, and I see, that is where they're just slamming into each other. Yeah. But yeah, if I can't go up and talk to the people or make the people talk or do some role playing thing, then it might as well be a cutscene.
Yeah, it basically is a cutscene.
Well, that's weird.
You're just witnessing a conversation.
It's, like, if you can walk around, I'm like, no. Don't. So you just. But can't you inspect?
It's basically a still image.
Yeah.
Of two people talking.
Of just like they're around a campfire.
Yeah. You said you could inspect though?
And you just press like a button called Y and it just kind of shows you what's on your car.
Yeah. Oh, so it is a cutscene, but it lets you show what you've got.
Sort of. See, I don't mind that either. That's intriguing. I'm intrigued by this game.
Yeah.
Because I don't think your review is wrong. Mm. I just think
it's personal preference.
Yeah, it's our personal preference. And
you've ticked a lot of boxes that we like.
Yeah.
So to me, like, there is to me an amazing game in this.
Yeah.
Like, there isn't a really, really good game in this once you get past a couple of these little tiny things that I'm a little bit like, have an issue with. And to me, it just comes up with this whole gameplay versus story.
Yeah.
Like, one thing would have been like the interactions between the two levels, rather than us in a campfire or in a camp situation chatting, if we're in the car driving,
I'd be like,
that makes sense. Can't pull over. I get it. We're running from monsters. And I'd be like, yeah, I get it now. Mm. But because you're just sort of sitting there, you can move on whenever you want to move on. So I'm just like,
I'm never going to see the interactions between survivors because I will move
on. Oh, no, you will see them because there are. When I say you can move on, as in like you can stare at them doing nothing for as long as you want.
Oh, so you've got to watch it and then you get to pick.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
You hate this game now.
Yeah,
I'm the interaction is two sentences, Jack. It's fine.
I don't have time. How many thumbs?
So, three thumbs.
Yeah. Three thumbs.
Like, yeah, that sounds about
right. It's a good game. It's a lot of fun.
Mm.
But there are some frustrating moments. But it is a game you can spend a lot of time with.
Yeah.
And I would recommend picking it up. It's pretty cheap, I want to say, on the Switch store. And, of course, if you have Apple Arcade, may as well.
Yeah, I'm going to grab it. I'm definitely going to grab this game and see how I feel about it.
I hope that I change my mind about Apple Arcade.
Me too.
But I don't think I will. I've tried really, really hard.
Yeah.
I think you'd like it. Like, each character will have, like, a randomly, like, ability.
Yeah.
So someone can be like, oh, they can carry more than one thing. Someone can be like, oh, on a search, they'll always get a thing. Or,
do you get to name your characters?
No.
Damn.
That's a shame.
But, like, you know, what I think you can do is, like, you start with one survivor, but then if you get another survivor, but if the first one dies, you can keep continuing.
Yeah, that's nice. Cool.
As long as you've got one person in the party, it doesn't matter who it is.
But I don't know if you can do that with just dogs, though.
I imagine not, because dogs can't drive.
That sounds so similar to whatever that game I was, because you could get dogs as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if it's the same creators. I wonder if they've just gone the same game again.
But
or maybe
zombie.
It's a Donut Country, that other game that's
so situation. Different to the game you were playing.
Man. Yeah.
You've seen both?
Yeah, I cannot stress. It's chalk and cheese. Different.
Right. I guess it's like the Oregon Trail.
The only difference is
Trail.
Fuel and a dog.
Let's not discount that.
What does the game look like?
It looks kind of like that Into the Breach, where it's that isometric.
This would have been a good time for me to have seen Into the Breach.
So it's isometric grid. Toad's Treasure Tracker.
Yeah, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it's like a top-down grid, basically.
Yeah, it's a top-down grid, isometric, and it's a very stylized kind of art style.
Sick. Like Toad's Treasure Tracker. Yeah. That's stylized.
Yeah. Not that kind of stuff. Not cartoony. It's more kind of folded paper.
Oh, that's turned me off it. Anyway.
Anyway, what have you been playing? It better not be The Long Dark again.
Oh, no, it's The Long Dark again.
Oh, no.
They recently released Chapter 3 to their story mode, Wintermute, so I've been sinking my teeth into that.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah.
Just one question.
What's up, dude?
Is it as good as the survival mode that you love more than any of the other story modes?
Yeah. I mean, basically. My only real issue with it is that The Long Dark seems to have this problem where they don't, they made like a really good game and then they were like, we got to turn this game into a game again. And so every story mode includes these weird new gamey mechanics that maybe seem fun on the surface, but are actually quite frustrating. Like
throw some examples at me.
So, okay. So you can find survivors now because you're in an area that has a plane crash.
Yep.
And you can pick up the survivors and you've got to bring them back to like this sort of like homestead area where a priest is looking after other survivors.
Yep.
And he's like, go out and collect them. And the way you do that is, you've got like a general area on your map.
Can you put them in your backpack?
I wish. You go out to that area, you fire a flare in the air, and then you've got to scan around and they'll fire a flare up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, cool, that's where they are. You go over, you pick them up, you heft them over your shoulder. You can no longer run. You can no longer interact with anything. And you have to take a incredibly long walk back to the homestead. And
bloody The Long Dark, more like The Long Walk. Am I right?
And like at first it seems like a really fun idea because you're like, oh my God, like I've got to carry this person and they have a condition like you do and they can get like damaged like you do and you have to use your water for both of you and your bandages for both of you. So like you're surviving for two. But then it's just like, and occasionally wolves will attack you and there's a new mechanic with wolves where the pack will have like a health meter and you've got to scare the pack off by shooting either the wolf or around the wolf and that'll like spook the pack. It'll demoralize them, as the game says.
De-unionize the wolves.
And it's demoralizing your wolf. Yeah. You're garbage!
Hey, wolf! I thought you were a bloody cat.
And so like wolves will come and you'll drop the body. There's no straight drop button, which is quite frustrating. You have to go into a menu and drop them. It's also very funny because your character slams them onto the ground really unceremoniously.
Like they're a log or
something. Yeah, you're like, woof! And the person's like, ugh!
You can perch them on different places.
Oh yeah, because of the like pathing or whatever. Or not even pathing, just the way the world's built. You can like place them on a fence or whatever and they just have to lie there. And then you got to fight the wolves off, like protecting the person.
Yeah.
And that's fun. But then you'll do the like two or three scripted wolf encounters and then you're just walking and you're walking slowly and nothing's happening and you can't interact with anything and it's just laborious and very boring. And it's a shame because if I could also interact with them or if I could also have them over my shoulder and have my pistol out or even if I could do a quick run and something like that, that would be nice.
Can you, if they die,
yeah,
is it like
game over, which is unfortunate. I would like that there to be a lose.
Because you would just go and shoot them in the head.
Shoot all three of them.
Because you'd be like,
no one's looking. And then I'd go back to the priest and be like, so sad.
So sad that wolves got them.
Wolves got them. They bit them in the head. They made a little hole in their head with their teeth. So that's so sad. Don't check on my revolver, dude. Yeah, what a bummer.
That could be a very fun, like, you know, a very different game. But it's just like you're playing this complete sociopath.
Well, it'd be cool if the game gave me a choice on how to deal with some of these things.
If you were given a choice, what would you do?
I don't know. I would probably try to take them back. But I might encounter a situation where I had to pick between myself and the body, and that would be kind of cool.
Imagine having to like give the wolves.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like if I found a situation where my condition was really low, and there were sometimes you get a pack of four wolves, which is really hard to deal with, and I was just
especially
like,
when you can't shoot.
Yeah, well,
I watched Jackson play.
Shooting is
hard in The Long Dark.
It's hard to aim when wolves are running at you. Also, something I found out. So the revolver is a new weapon.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, when a wolf attacks you, you go into like this little menu where you can pick what you're going to whack the wolf in the head with.
Yeah. You can hit them with a revolver but not shoot them with a revolver.
Yeah. That's so annoying. Let me shoot the wolf.
Pick the revolver. I know what to do. Smack it with the barrel of my gun.
Especially because it's like, you can pick the revolver now. And I'm like, finally, being attacked by a wolf is no longer dangerous. Pick the revolver and I'm I'm just like, and it does less damage than normal. Just why would I pick that?
Just shoot the wolf in the head.
Oh, man.
Shoot it in the head.
Frustrating.
Yeah. Weird. I think a good idea would be to get better at shooting. Maybe practice.
Yeah, thanks, man.
No worries. Thanks for the advice. That's a bit of my gamer tip from me to you.
Yeah.
Childish gamer tip between levels.
Hey, you know what would be fun good. To do is maybe give this boy, I mean, he's talking like, yeah, doing a lot of shit. You know,
play some Long Dark. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Shoot a wolf.
See how good you are.
See how you do.
Talk a big game.
Yeah, the Long Dark does nothing for me.
That cheeky grin like you won.
Once
that
again,
was
you,
me moving the goalpost.
Go back 10 seconds and see when the goalpost moves.
That one was an easy one. I said a sentence and moved the goal. It doesn't matter if the game's good or bad because it's not for me.
There's a cool, weird thing with the story that I don't know if it'll pan out where... I woke up in this woman's house. I was like, anyway, can I leave? And she was like, no, you can't leave. I was like, that's a bit of a worry. And then she got trapped by some wolves, so I had to leave the house. And I had to go into the basement to get a gun to fight the wolves off, and I saw a dead body that is her husband, and she's yet to tell me how he died. Yeah. And I'm like, that's ominous, weird. And also...
The body was... blue when you saw it. Presumably the game was like frozen.
But she's real cagey about it whenever you speak to her, so I don't know. And also, there's something cool about this one is that whereas the other one was quite like linear, and there is like a main mission in the chapter, there's a lot of little side things to do that kind of add to the narrative. So I found a dead...
child.
prisoner in a car, and he had a note on him like, we've fleeing the prisoner bus. Oh, everybody's Scarpa. And then I got a little side thing. If I wanted to, I could go find all these prisoners in the mountain, and each one had been killed by a bow and arrow. And I don't know who did that, but I assume the woman that also maybe killed her husband because she has a bow and arrow. And I'm like, what's happening there? And that's kind of neat.
Are you going to do that?
What?
Explore?
I've done it.
Oh.
Yeah. But all I found is the prisoners, and it led me to some loot. But I'm like, I can just tell from the arrows that it was probably her. So
what was the loot? Anything good?
A hat? I think I got a flare gun from one of them.
Oh, that's
all right. Pretty good. Kill a bear.
Didn't you need the flare gun for
I could find it later in the game as well, but that just gave it to me early.
And you just decided to use it to kill a bear.
Yeah, well, you can kill a bear with it. It's easier to kill a bear with a flare gun than a rifle.
Huh.
Yeah, there's a little tip for you.
Thank you. When I look forward to playing the Long Duck.
When you play the Long Duck. And my only other rule, it's like really fun. Like the thing where they try to gamify their game is a bit annoying, but like whatever. And most of it's really good and enjoyable, and it's nice to play the Long Duck with a goal because... boredom is the thing that gets you the quickest. But one weird thing that's happened with this chapter is that they are removing challenges in a way that's weird. So like coal is a thing you can find. And coal, if you get your fire hot enough, will burn and make the fire last longer.
Yeah.
But like there's a bit of a challenge because you've got to get the fire hot enough to begin with. Mm-hmm. But now you can just add coal
at any time.
Yeah, and that's not in the survival. That's just in story mode to make it a bit easier.
Okay.
So there's like a couple of things like that where I'm like, and another thing is in survival mode, sometimes you aren't tired. So you sleep, but you aren't tired enough to sleep the whole night. And then you've got to pass time or you've got to do something to like get yourself tired. That's not in the story mode. So there's like a couple of things where I'm like, oh, that's kind of annoying. Like you've taken away some of the challenges.
Yeah.
But it's
that's,
good.
That's the story mode. So.
I guess that's fair enough. Look, it's good. I reckon still just play the survival, but it's a fun thing to do and it's a good addition. So yeah, whatever. Four thumbs.
Yeah, go. That's good.
Yeah. Hooray. Hooray, hurrah.
Hooray, hurrah. They took a game that is your maybe favorite game of all time.
It's up there.
They made it a little bit worse, but by added more stuff.
Yeah, like, worse, but didn't take away from it.
Yeah,
so
didn't really wreck the original.
Added more to it.
You can play the original fine and there's no real changes.
You can
get airline food now. That's cool.
That is cool.
That's pretty good. So maybe it's five stars.
Maybe
five stars. Are we on Star Cramps right now?
Is this an episode of Star Cramps? Adam Driver. He's a five stars.
Five stars. Stars are cramping.
When they get the mode where you can eat human flesh.
Yes. When's that coming? Hinterland
Productions.
Is that
Productions. Game of the Year?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's already Game of the Year.
They let me know. That's Turok 2 Seeds of Evil. If they let me, if they let me eat people, though, then Turok would have some stiff competition, tell you what.
Do you run into that many corpses in the game?
Yeah.
Heaps.
Okay, yeah. Then I guess it's time to get hungry.
Yeah, you'll enter like a building and there'll be a dead guy that you can loot because he froze to death. But if I could be like, the amount of times I've arrived starving with like just some salty crackers in my inventory and I'm like, I need meat. And there's a guy sitting there, pretty as a picture.
Could eat him.
Good just eating.
I probably would just make you sick.
I guess. Oh, definitely. Hey, I eat wolf meat all the time and that makes me sick.
So. Imagine like, it's like a risk of parasites, but also insanity.
Risk of damaged prions.
Tell
me that doesn't sound fun.
Well, I guess they could bring insanity into the game.
Yeah, well, they always said that they wanted to have, it was like one of the early goals on the roadmap, a morale meter. Because you can eat dog food and in the game and they were like, well, that'll make you sad. I always eat it first.
Yeah, of course.
You got to get it out of the way.
You love that.
But they were going to have a thing where you have a locket with a picture of your loved one in it. And you can look at that to like lower your insanity. But they were also going to have a thing where you could add whatever you wanted to the locket. Like they like it was a changeable image.
Picture of dog food.
I always liked it to be my own face. So I could be like, I'm stressed. Oh, that's right. I'm me. And put it back. So look, hey, maybe they'll still add it.
That's weird. Fingers I always crossed. Forgot what games used to do. Like Payday 2 was heaps like that. They're like, hey, we're adding this stuff. And then they never did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Except they play tested heaps of stuff. I'm like, actually, this is a bad idea.
I assume that's what happened with the morale thing because they never talked about it ever again. They also, back in the day for the Long Duck, were like, we'll add like the full year of seasons at a certain point, but that's definitely not going to happen. But yeah.
Yeah, no.
Maybe they're saving these for the Long Dark too.
Yeah, maybe, where it's not in the snow, it's just in the spring and it's really easy to survive. The bears are asleep. Oh, wait, no, it's spring, they're out.
All the bears are out.
Mamma mia!
A lot of bears and they're all hunting elk. And you...
Scariest game of the year.
Yeah.
So all in all, I want to say 11 thumbs and a knuck.
Sounds about
five
right.
Stars.
And five stars for Adam Driver. And then an extra, so 10 stars all up.
Because you gave the Long Dark 5 stars.
It's got four cogs and 5 stars.
If they include cannibalism, being able to eat the folk you find.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think add a mode where you can play as a wolf.
Oh, that would be cool. A mode where you played as a man, but like your friends played as wolves. Scary.
Yeah.
Or is it's just a bear. Yeah. Oh. That lumbering bear.
Did you know there was a mode for Perfect Dark?
Yeah.
Where I think Perfect Dark, that was the Nintendo 64.
Yes.
Yeah. Where it was a multiplayer mode where one person played as Perfect Dark Lady and everybody else played as
Fiona Dark.
Yeah, Fiona Dark. And everybody else played as just a random enemy. And then as she killed the enemy, you just got transferred to another enemy on.
Really?
Yeah. So it was like it was for one of the Perfect Darks. It might have been for Perfect Dark Zero or whatever.
That's wild.
I know. What a cool game mode. So you were playing through the game normal. It would just be like a normal level, but all of your friends were controlling one enemy.
That's cool.
So you were like, there's like a level of... And it got obviously not harder as you went on, but like there was just an extra level of... What a fun multiplayer mode.
Joanna Dark. That was her name.
Hey, you were
close.
You were close.
Bring it back.
The villain's name is Mr. Perfect.
That's so good.
That's also 100% a lie.
5 stars.
Whoa, we're up to a 15-star of this episode.
Thanks for listening to Star Cramps.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jack.
And I've also been Joel.
Stay starry.
I hope you enjoyed this Halloween episode.
Happy Halloween!
Hey, we all reviewed his horror game.
Oh my golly.
This was a Halloween episode.
Twist.
I'm going to get yelled at by Andrew Levins for hating Apple Arcade. I can feel it.
Thanks for listening. If you want to watch just how competent or incompetent we are at video games, head on over to twitch.tv/sanspantsradio, where you'll see us and other members of the Sanspants Network live stream some of our favorite video games.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.